Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning and welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I am your host, Deanna Potter, and you are here listening to Sassy Sales and Business Development. And today our topic is networking from the inside out. And with me today is our leading lady, Judy Reynolds. Good morning, Judy. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And Judy, you are here today from Corporate Alliance. I'm so excited to dig a little deeper into what they are all about, and I know we're going to get that opportunity today. But I want to kind of dive right into the whole idea of networking from the inside out. You know, making connections in business, we know, is critical to, you know, all of our professional success. And although technology offers us a great way to get online and start generating leads, I know you and I have talked, and we both are believers that, you know, in any part of the business cycle, it really does come down to relationships. You and I have talked about that. And your background is very lengthy, and I'm going to boast for you, very, very successful in the banking world. That's where you came from. And I know you launched a lot of branches, and you built teams, and you achieved top-performing results. Can you tell me, just start with, what are two or three of the key fundamentals that you focused on in the beginning and when you were going through that process in order to achieve some of that success in the past in your background?
Yes, I had a 35-year stint in banking, and I believe the main thing is building a good team. I don't think any of us are successful just one person at a time, so it is all about building a good team. You'll probably hear me talk a lot about relationships, and I think it starts with employee relations. I think that's the number one thing for me. And if you want to be successful, I believe that with your team, you need to surround yourself with like-minded people that have the same agenda. Some of those things might be, having the folks around you, your team, if they have the same agenda of being successful personally, professionally. I believe you have to have fun because we spend more time with each other at work than we do at home at times. And also to have the main goal of having our helping our clients achieve their goals.
Great. Now, okay, so I got to ask you, because when I hear like-minded people, I love that, and I know it brings synergy. But do you find that when I can hear the naysayers saying, yeah, but when they're all like-minded, then you get stuck in that rut of nobody's challenging, nobody's thinking outside the box. You know, you always need those people who are different than the norm, because otherwise how do you look at different ways of doing things? You know, what do you say to those people that say, you know, you don't want everybody kind of thinking the same, doing the same, looking the same?
I think with any industry, you still have that piece where there's differences. So I think the like-minded piece to me means your core, your morals, your integrity. I want us all to have the same mission in mind, to be successful ourselves as well as to help our clients achieve their goals, like I said. So I think the piece that's like-minded the most for me is I'm able to sleep well at night knowing that all of our team did the best with utmost honesty and integrity to meet those goals. So there are different personalities in the equation, and I actually love meeting different personalities.
Gotcha. So when you said a couple of times helping your clients meet their goals, helping your clients meet their goals, how do you dig into and dig deep into what your clients' goals are? Is that something where, you know, talk to me about that process. I think that, you know, every company knows when the client's successful or the client's happy, you're the client for life, and that's what keeps the company successful. But, I mean, how did your branch or your company or your team really dig deeper, and how do you think you did a better job than, say, your competitors or even other branches within your company?
You know, I love getting to know the person for who they are and finding out where they began and what brought them to the stage that they're at and where they want to go. So it's very important to me to have one-on-one meetings with the clients or prospects, if you will, and find out, you know, how did you get into this industry? You know, and I want to know their background. I love to know about their family life. I want to know how they got to where they are today when I'm meeting with them. And then what's your goal for a year from now, 5 years from now? Do you have succession planning in place for someone to take over your business 10 years from now or 20 years from now? So I believe that one-on-one meetings with these folks is an integral part of getting to know them and getting to know where they want to be and what are their goals and what does success look like to them. Success to each person looks different, and I want to know what their view of success is.
Excellent. That's such a critical piece, and I think that a lot of people do assume the way I want to be successful must be the way you want to be successful. So yeah, that is so true. So did you encourage all levels of your staff to be very one-on-one with the client?
I did. I think that's very important for everybody to have those deep relationships.
Gotcha. Wonderful. So tell me a little bit about this. You know, we often hear that regardless of what business each of us are in, at the end of the day, we're all kind of really in the same business, and that's the lead generation business. You know, whether you're in banking or you're in financial services or, you know, you sell shoes or you sell boats, we all need leads. We all need clients. So when you were out there in banking or even what you do today, and I want to transfer at some point into obviously your current role at Corporate Alliance, do you have a systematic approach to your lead generation activities and to your prospecting and to your business development, or is it kind of a constant fluid focus for you? Tell me a little bit about how you've approached it in the past and how you do today.
Yes, it definitely is methodical, and of course it changes day to day, but I believe in any sales position we have to track our results. So there has to be a starting point with expectations. I usually like to look at a minimum standard and then an average goal throughout the company, and then also a stretch goal. So I do like to know my goals prior to, you know, starting the cycle. I personally always try to achieve the stretch goal because we all know that in sales cycles, sometimes it takes longer to achieve our goals than others. We also know that sometimes life just happens, and unfortunately we're taken away from that sales cycle for a while to deal with life. And if I had attempted to achieve stretch goals for the prior months, then I'm not as, I guess, nervous about meeting my goal going forward. So we do need to track our results. I think probably weekly is a good standard of tracking results.
Okay. Now, do you, with your staff members, do you meet with them weekly, or how often do you sit either to motivate or to check on their results when you're managing a team, or, you know, how does that work for you? What's worked best in the past, and, you know, what do you recommend to people that might be listening and they're trying to motivate the team and, you know, develop and encourage business development from the top down through their staff?
I believe constant communication throughout the day. So weekly to me is not a month. Is not enough. Monthly is definitely not enough because by the end of the month it's way too late to achieve goals that we were setting ourselves to do. But I think constant communication is the best, but I do think a formalized weekly meeting to talk about successes of the prior week. And also for those, I have never been one to put someone down if they didn't have a good week or a good month. I think healthy competition with your peers is wonderful, but stressing, and I want to stress the healthy piece, I never think it's good to degrade someone if they haven't had a good week, month, or maybe quarter. However, having those leaders actually talk about their success with the team and share their success and share their, you know, where they've been successful and different marketing tools, by them sharing it with the rest of the team, it'll help bring the whole team up to those levels.
Sure. Leading by example.
Absolutely.
Gotcha. And do you find that there are certain activities that have been are offered a greater return on efforts than others? I mean, have there been certain client events or certain programs or certain contests, or what kind of activities maybe over the years have you done within your teams, or have you seen specific representatives or things you've done maybe to build your prospecting and your sales and your leads that you can give us some examples, things that might have, you go, wow, I remember one time someone did this or I did this and that really paid off well.
You know, I think if we all know what the end result, where we want to be, and we achieve it as a team. So I do like making work fun and having different goals and, you know, having different exciting things. So if we make this goal at the end of the quarter, we'll all go and do, you know, some exciting activity or something fun. And I think, once again, I'm really into having the whole entire team be successful. I'm not, I've never been interested in just one person in the team being successful. Even if that one person might carry, say, with my banking career, might carry the whole branch, I still think it's just, there's so much better synergy if the entire team is successful.
Gotcha. Okay, great. Tell me, what is your biggest challenge when it comes to business development, do you think?
Well, I think in San Diego, there are so many options, no matter what the competition is. So with Corporate Alliance, we're a membership organization, and there are a lot of options in San Diego. And I suppose that's because of the weather, and a lot of businesses flock to San Diego to give it a go. So once again, doesn't matter what the industry is, I believe there's more options. So more choices, mm-hmm. Competition can be stiff. But in the membership networking space, I think the best thing is just for the person to figure out which group is most impactful to them and which mm-hmm. fits you personally better, whether it's in banking. I've always said that a bank is a bank is a bank. They all offer the same things, but it's which person you fit better with, your personality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And just so that our listeners understand real briefly, you know, just define for them what Corporate Alliance is and does.
Corporate Alliance is a membership-based organization. Our office in San Diego is up in the University Town Center area, up in UTC. And we accomplish our goals through a proven system that helps business professionals produce new business opportunities through accelerating the relationships. I know that's kind of a mouthful, but what we do is we, through culture of our 9 relationship keys, we actually facilitate events to help the business community accelerate relationships.
Great.
So the
great.
Main key at Corporate Alliance is learn, serve, and grow.
Love it. So you are, I love to call you the queen of connecting. You connect businesses. You connect people. And you opened with the whole idea of, you know, like-mindedness. And that's the one thing I think you do so great is taking professionals that are like-minded and really connecting them for business opportunities. And that's wonderful. So, you know, talking about the business, the biggest challenge when it comes to business development, I think you talked about what, you know, as a Corporate Alliance, as a company, you have so many options for people. But when it comes to you as a person, as Judy Reynolds and the job that she's supposed to execute as an individual, what do you think your individual personal challenge is in your job from day to day?
I think personally, in this crazy world that we live in, I think it's time management. I pride myself on having good time management skills. However, I love my job and I love building relationships. But what comes with that sometimes is I put a lot of pressure on myself to get back to folks in a timely manner. And sometimes my day just doesn't go as planned. And because I love talking to people and storytelling with my clients and getting to know them better, I think my challenge is staying on track with time management. And that piece is hard for me because I can sit with someone and intend on it being an hour conversation, and next thing you know, it's 2.5 hours later, and I don't want to leave.
Judy,
and staying on track.
Judy, whatever do you mean? I'm sure none of us have any idea what you're talking about when you say time management. I mean, come on now. I'm sure all of the rest of us are just fine, well-oiled machines. Come on now.
Right, exactly.
Both at home and work. Come on now.
Right. Things
I know. Well,
get in the way.
I And, you know, when, as you and I have talked before, the relationship piece to business is so critical and so important, and yet it does take time. It's an investment. So there's the rub, and I couldn't agree with you more. So I've got one for you. I think most of us have times when we struggle or hesitate to really close that sale or close that, you know, lead or that opportunity, and perhaps reach out or perhaps, excuse me, reach out to that big fish, that one client or that one lead that we really want to connect with. Have you ever faced that kind of challenge, had that insecurity or that hesitation? And if you have, how do you break through and or how have you broken through in the past?
Yes, of course I've faced it. I think the bottom line is we all want that big fish. It puts our name on the board. It shows that we're successful. It helps show others that we're surrounding ourselves by that big fish that everybody in the community knows. Sometimes when we reach out to them, we catch them and then they get away because competition's too steep. Sometimes we actually land the big fish, but quite often they get away. Or we don't even get a meeting with them, so we don't even get them to bite. So I think the main thing with that piece is just to not take it personal and to realize sometimes that timing is just a huge factor in them making their decision of who they're going to go with. And also it's okay to realize that it just may not be a fit. Your organization that you're with may not fit with the organization that you're going after. So once again, going back to trying not to take it personal, but staying in front of them, because a year from now, you might be the right fit for them. Your organization might be the right fit for them, and they'll remember you. So once I get an interaction with a client like that, even if they don't choose me or my organization, I try to, you know, still send them monthly or quarterly, you know, an email or leave them a voicemail just to stay top of mind so when the time is right, you know, they may reach out to me.
Yeah, excellent. So you were just talking about, you know, that time management piece and how all of our lives continue to become fuller or they move faster. How important is the relationship piece in business? I think we've talked about, but how do we cultivate a relationship which takes time when the time seems to become less available to us? Do you have certain techniques and tricks and ways where, you know, you manage to make that touch or start to cultivate or create a relationship where you kind of get your biggest bang for the buck? Is it a phone call? Is it a personal note? Are there things that you do that try to really cultivate or deepen a relationship where you're finding, you know, it works really well without it taking an hour?
That's a great question. It reminds me, I'm going to go back to Corporate Alliance 9 relationship keys. One of our relationship keys is, it's called Just Because. And we actually have a book written about these 9 relationship keys, but it's the Just Because piece. And I think whether it's in your professional life or your personal life, this is one of my favorite keys in relationship building, because it says basically that you do something for someone just because, with no agenda, no end result in mind, except just possibly to put on a smile on their face, to show them that you're thinking of them, or just to show that you care about them. So I try to stress that with my kids. If someone pops into your head that you're thinking of, call them just because. And I think in the business arena, it's very important as well. Just pick up the phone or send an email or send a little note if you see an article in the paper that might relate to this person. Just send that business or that person something just because. And it doesn't take that hour.
Isn't that the truth? And you know, I believe as we're talking about it, and I've always said this, our most valuable commodity will always be our time. And such a great example is when someone thinks you're thinking of them and you take 2 seconds to just drop something in the mail or do something, it really means that you stopped and did and gave them your most valuable commodity, which is time. And do you find that when you do those things, and that it sounds like it's a practice of that really starts to make a difference in those, you know, connections that you're trying to build in business, it really does matter?
Oh, absolutely. And I think the personal piece is the, I think the personal connection in a relationship, even in the business arena, is the most important. So you have to mean it. When you're asking questions to the business owner, the CEO, about their family, about their kids, about their spouse, you really have to care and mean it, and then and listen to them. Listening is key. And then follow up with something that relates to that personal piece. Because quite frankly, we go to work every day. We go to work every day. I think we all work for the most part for that financial ROI, that financial return on investment. But the part that we really enjoy the most is the intellectual ROI and the social ROI. And I think if we focus on those key pieces in the relationship, the personal pieces, I think definitely the business grows from that.
Yeah. So we've talked a lot about the personal piece and the relationship piece, but at the end of the day, we have a lot of technology surrounding us. I think we would both agree. Almost to exhaustion. Almost to exhaustion. So do you feel that is the technology helping us or hurting us at times?
Well, I'm from the old generation where technology really wasn't a staple in business development. I started in banking. I started in banking when I was 16 in 1979, and actually, I just dated myself there. But technology wasn't. We did everything manually, and technology wasn't a staple. My kids could run circles around me with technology. However, having said that, technology today is very, very powerful, and we have to embrace it, and we have to understand its power. So, for instance, with LinkedIn, prior to me meeting with a prospect or, you know, someone that maybe a client has referred to me, I go on LinkedIn, I look up to see if there's anything that we have in common. Do we have an alumni association in common, similar interests, what their background is? LinkedIn is such a powerful piece. So I go on, and I think the thing that I focus on the most is what their interest is in volunteer work. That is where my passion is. I volunteer for Challenge Athletes Foundation several times a year, and that's my passion. And if I have that piece to talk to somebody about, LinkedIn is so powerful that way, seeing if we have similar connections. So that's where it's powerful. And I think the common interests help us accelerate that relationship. And it sets us, and especially in my career right now with Corporate Alliance, it sets us aside from other organizations.
Sure.
I do think, though, that technology has disadvantages with that same piece. I think with social media and like Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, sometimes technology can give us a false sense of our true network. And we all look at how many likes we have on Facebook or how many connections we have on LinkedIn. Not always are those really true, solid relationships and connections. So I personally try not to add someone into my network, whether it's on Facebook or LinkedIn, unless I really want to know more about them. And I don't just add just to have numbers. I really want to get to know the people that are in my surrounding circle.
Great example. Great comparison. Yeah, very good. So tell me, I'm really interested in knowing, and I'm sure you have at least one or two good examples. Tell me specifically, how does Corporate Alliance help professionals create relationships and meet people that match their professional needs? Because the business development piece really comes down to connections and, you know, building leads and connections. So, you know, I want to understand better how that works within the company, because I know I had the opportunity to tour the facility recently and just really loved some of the messages. But I think there's some good learnings for our listeners around how they can apply what you guys do and the learnings that you guys have there in their own businesses, things that we can take back and use ourselves.
Going back to one of your original questions on where we get the greatest return and if we track results, I think the greatest return in any industry is with warm leads and referrals. And if we nurture relationships with current clients, or in my case, members of Corporate Alliance, those folks become your advocates in the community. And that's what Corporate Alliance really strives to nurture, those relationships and facilitate those relationships. So then before you know it, you have built these very solid, strong relationships, and those folks become advocates in the community for you. You almost have a free sales force out in the community for you. So Corporate Alliance has, I'll give a little bit of history about Corporate Alliance. One of, like I said before, the main keys are the learn, serve, and grow philosophy. So you learn about each other, you serve each other first, and then your relationship grows as well as hopefully your business grows. So mm-hmm. we do that through events. So we have three different membership levels that meet monthly, and then we facilitate the events to accelerate that relationship process. We also do it through what's called our summits, and that's an off-site retreat where we connect business executives over a two-day period. And some of our members have said that in those 2 days, they've built relationships that would have taken them a year or two to build. So, and actually, I was just out visiting with Kevin Marshall from CopyLink, and he had recently gone to Summit. His definition of our Summit was it brought out the inner kid in him. And I asked him what that meant, and he went on to explain that when we're children, we go out on the playground and we have no problem inserting ourselves in the sandbox with other kids. However, as adults, we go to networking events, and it's difficult for us. Some people are more shy than others, and it's difficult to insert yourself into their social circle or networking circle. So he was saying with the Corporate Alliance Summit, he feels that we take business owners and help them jump right in like we did as kids, jump into the sandbox nice. With other executives.
Nice. And, you know, I love that analogy and how I think that all of us have the opportunity as business owners to kind of just jump right in. When we started, there was a time, I believe, that we started our business and there was a level of excitement we had. We couldn't wait to get out there. And yet over time, that excitement can kind of get lost. And there's a wonderful opportunity, I think, for all of us to find that renewed excitement, whether that be through, you know, an opportunity through something like Corporate Alliance or just kind of revisiting, you know, why do we do what we do? So a great example. I think there's a very, very good chance that some of our listeners may want to follow up with you, learn more about you and what you do and how you are successful in your role as a professional, or maybe more about Corporate Alliance. Can you tell them how they can follow up and contact you?
Absolutely. They can either email me at Judy, J-U-D-I, Reynolds, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S, at corporatealliance.net. So that's Judy Reynolds at corporatealliance.net. If you want more information about Corporate Alliance, our website is knoweveryone.com, and my office number is 858-255-6703. So I would welcome anyone calling me and asking questions and coming on over, and I can take them on a tour of the location as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. And you, besides San Diego, where you have another location somewhere else, is that correct?
We actually started up in Utah, so there are four hubs up in our, we call them hubs up in Utah. So Corporate Alliance started in 2000, and there are several thousand members up in Utah, and then they decided to branch out to San Diego and open up a hub here in UTC a couple years ago.
Wonderful. Great. Well, I want to thank you so much for being with us today, Judy. I appreciate it so, so much, and a special thanks to our listeners, as we will be back again next Monday morning for another radio show here with Women Leading the Way Radio. I am Deanna Potter, your petite powerhouse. I hope you all have a fabulous week, and thank you very much again for listening to Sassy Sales and Business Development. Go forth, be prosperous, and enjoy your week. Thank you again to everyone.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where life-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.